The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The way my twin boys practice forgiveness is this. Sterling steals a toy from Atticus. Atticus, aggrieved, lashes out in anger. By the time I'm called upon to intervene, both owe and are owed multiple apologies. We talk. I dry their tear-streaked faces. "I'm sorry," says Sterling, so glibly, so happily, he could be saying, "Pass the cookies." "I'm sorry," says Atticus, mirroring his brother's tone. And I think, are we missing something here? Sometimes I try having the boys ask one another for forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Atticus. Can you forgive me?" But one boy's contrition is as surface deep as the other's tears. In 2 minutes, they'll have forgotten all about this. In 2 hours, they'll be right back in the throes of another struggle. And I think, maybe we're just fine here after all. But sooner or later, there are real grievances in life. There is real pain that ought to be called out and apologized for. Wrongs for which forgiveness, were it sought, would be difficult to muster. These grievances exist on every level of our lives, from the societal to the familial. Sometimes they are aired, and some of the damage they've caused is repaired. But often, the aggrieved must find ways of processing their pain on their own and freeing themselves by will from the weight of their outrage. Today's poem, Dancing Bear, by Richard Scott of London, is an example of how a poem can help foster such healing. Its speaker describes how he has tamed a wild bear and taught it to dance, to bring in, quote, hatfuls of brass and gold. But the poem swerves, and we see that the bear is really a beast of a different sort, an abusive father. The imagined power dynamic between him and his trainer is an attempt at addressing a real-life wrong. Dancing Bear, by Richard Scott. Children bring me coins to watch him balançoire, tomber. They imagine he has a forest inside. They close their eyes to him foraging on a high cliff above a burnished lake, belly to the wet earth, but inside is just a savage who loves with only his claws, his wild mouth, tears at honeyed flesh with his barbed tongue. So I tamed him with a rod, a crop, my fist, starved him until he would dance this way, that way. At 6 o'clock, you should see me count my money, hatfuls of brass and gold. I uncouple his snout, rub a drop of lotion in, pour myself a drink, as my father unzips his bear skin, places his naked head upon my lap, throat exposed. He apologizes to me for all the places on my body his hands have scarred, but I just close his eyes, sing him to sleep, nuzzle his ears, a blade in my other hand. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and John Miller. Production assistance by Chrissy Pease and Brenna Everson.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.